Florida Matters recently hosted a town hall event in St. Petersburg about providing health care to the uninsured. We'll hear highlights from this panel discussion and questions from the audience on this week's episode. And in this preview, host Robin Sussingham speaks with panelists Jay Wolfson, Associate Vice President of USF Health, Dr. Ajoy Kumar, Medical Director of the St. Petersburg Free Clinic, and Julio Ochoa, the editor of Health News Florida and the reporter behind a recent series on free clinics in the Tampa Bay area. Wolfson started off by saying it would be a disaster to expand the nation's current healthcare system.
We have the most expensive healthcare system in the world. We spend more money on pharmaceuticals, on interventions, on clinical activities, on hospitalizations, and the outcomes, for the most part, with a few exceptions, are worse than most industrialized and other non-industrialized countries in the world by a huge margin. Add to that real fraud and abuse. So we have to say, what do we expect in our community from our healthcare system? It's not just that there are physicians and hospitals and clinics and pharmacies available, and it's not just that people have a health insurance card, which if it has a high deductible doesn't do you any good, as is the case with most of the Affordable Care Act policies. We have to make both providers and patients and their families responsible for that, and what makes people responsible, whether we like to say it or not, is money. We have to financially incentivize behaviors and financially disincentivize bad behaviors. And that rubs some people the wrong way, but we can no longer afford to provide the kind of care in the system we have, the way we've been doing it for the past 50 or 60 years. We're going to have to turn it upside down and on its head.
Well, until that happens, we have free clinics. Julio, I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. You talk to doctors in some of these clinics. Did they talk to you about why they were doing what they did?
Just out of the goodness of their hearts. I mean, that's overwhelming what they said. Some started when they were in residency and just continued on. Some had retired and just wanted to get back into it. And, you know, doctors get into the field for a reason, you know, and that's to help people, to take care of people. And when they're in these clinics, they're working with patients one-on-one, and they're actually doing the job of helping the patients.
You all mentioned that there were fewer and fewer doctors willing to do this, which surprised me. Is litigation one reason, or fear of litigation for that? Dr. Kumar.
I think it all comes down to, as you have different generations, I'll tell you, there's a lot of medical students and residents that I've come across that go out and do medical missions. That's what I did as well, too. So a lot of students, including at USF, they have a clinic there that's run by students. There are some folks that continue to want to do volunteer healthcare, but once you start getting in the process of life, you tend to have kids, you tend to have take care of the job, other things start happening, in which it makes it very difficult on the time that you have. We already talk about right now the amount of time physicians spend in clinics with prior authorizations. Most of you, when you go to your doctor's office, they have a computer there. They're busy looking at their computer, barely looking at you, and they're just trying to cram through the day to get stuff done, but on average, they have at least 3 to 4 hours of more computer work to do when they get home. So when you're doing all this kind of stuff, time becomes a real premium. So you have to really start looking at, where am I really putting in my hours? What do I really want to do? And if I'm married, if I have kids, there's other things that I need to be taken care of as well. So it's not that they're trying to be negligent about it or not interested. It just comes down to time. If we were able to free up a lot of these physicians from the administrative burdens that they have, they would have more time to do these. And I would tell you, a lot of family docs, a lot of primary care docs, a lot of subspecialty docs would love to do this. It's just a matter of time.